The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Heather explains the letter she wrote to Carlos after their marriage fell apart.
There is just power in words, right? And so although he had a broken side, he was still Carlos. He still has, you know, God in him. Yeah. He still has beautiful and loving attributes to him. And so
it was still very final.
Because it was final. That's what it was. It was like, this is it. But like,
yeah, the marriage is over, but I want to let you know why I loved you while we were married.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Sheila's with me as always. And it's good to have you because you know what? We're going to talk about something that applies to all of us. That is the idea of redemption, of God taking the mess in our lives and making something beautiful and glorifying Him through the process. We have a wonderful couple with us, and I've had the privilege of talking to Carlos on Life Today Live, but his wife is with us. Carlos and Heather Whitaker, welcome to Life Today.
Thank you so much for having us.
So good to have you. I guess we should hold up this book. This has been out since the summer. It's called Enter Wild.
Yes.
And you planned this to drop right at a time when people needed it most because you saw COVID coming.
I saw COVID coming. I knew. And so I just appreciate, Randy, just your knowledge of my planning for this.
Let's start here and give people an idea, and then we'll talk about some of the personal things. Sure. What were you trying to communicate here?
Yeah, you know, pre-pandemic, I just know that for me, my faith had gotten mild. My faith had gotten really mundane, and my anxiety, my worry, all the things I was struggling with on a daily basis landed me at about looking at John 10:10 and thinking that it said, I've come that they may have life and have it to 60%. And I just kind of was like, maybe this is it. Maybe until I get to heaven, that's what it's supposed to be. Until I really started unpacking that verse and realized, actually, Jesus is promising me life to the full and abundance. And what did that really look like? I feel like that scripture has maybe been manipulated by a lot in Christendom. And so I had some baggage with that. Like, what does that mean? What does abundance mean? I mean, my life is a mess at some points. Like, can I still have life to the full? Can I still have John 10:10? And so what the book really is for me, and really my wife, she poured so much into it as well, is helping people understand that and get from a place of maybe not understanding the fullness of what the giftings of the Holy Spirit is and how incredible you can walk in miracles, signs, and wonders on a daily basis. And you can actually get there. And it took me until I was like 40 years old to realize I've been missing all of this great stuff that Holy Spirit had for me. It was when I was growing up, it was like Father, Son, and Baptist hymnal. Like Holy Spirit was kind of left out of the whole conversation. And I realized, and once I tapped into the power of Holy Spirit, things got wild. My anxiety was healed. My depression was healed. All sorts of things that I thought I was going to have to drag into heaven. And, some people may, but I think if we can attach our hope in the supernatural and realize that there actually may be hope that complete healing can happen on this side of heaven, that's really what the book's about. It's helping my friends get to that space.
I want to step back a bit because, when I knew you were going to be our guests, I went online and I watched everything I could and read everything I could. because it mattered. And I watched the whole of your message on killing the spider.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was so captivated by that.
Wow.
Because, I spend most of my life with women, teaching women or speaking to women. And something that you both walked through is very, very common. Yeah. And I wanted to hear from both your perspectives what it was like when what your spider was exposed.
Absolutely. Wow. You want me to start?
Sure.
And kind of pass
Absolutely.
It off baton style? So here's the deal. The book's called Kill the Spider. That previous message is like, so people are probably wondering, what is a spider? What does that mean? And how I define a spider is an agreement that you've made with a lie. But what most people do is we don't deal with that because that's hard to get to. So we deal with medicating behaviors, right? So pornography, alcohol, whatever those things may be. I call those cobwebs. And so a cobweb is a medicating behavior that brings comfort to the lie. So our story begins with not begins with, ended up with at some point in our marriage.
It didn't start that way.
But with me, really, a lot of bad medicating behaviors in my life. And what I was doing was I was trying to fix the behavior. Barnes & Noble self-help aisle, all the podcasts I could find. How can I stop doing this sin issue? Right. Well, the thing is that we're not strong enough to deal with those things on our own. And to be honest with you, my sin issue completely destroyed the fabric of not only my family, but my friendships, my career, everything. And I lost my, spoiler alert, we're married still, so God redeems things. But what you don't know is the trauma of I moved out of our house. Like we were talking about divorce. We were talking about, I mean, our family was over the way we knew it before because of issues in my life. And although, you know, I talk about how I killed my spider and found the spider, the part of the story that, you know, your viewers are going to get to hear today is Heather's part of the story. Right. Like how she was able to deal with the mess of a human that I was. And so I'll just kind of pass that to you.
Yeah. God was so great in giving me a visual. I didn't know it at the time really what he was doing, but he gave me this image of a person in a car accident, right? They rushed them into the emergency room. You know, you see all the doctors coming, and all of a sudden they're like bandaging this broken finger that is bleeding when really there was internal bleeding. And so often, you know, we're focused on this broken finger when really that doesn't matter. Get this and this will fix itself. And so for me, having that visual at the beginning was able to see Carlos and the fact that, yes, there was damage right at this place, but it came from someplace else. Mm-hmm. So being able to go back and really be able to just get my mind to the place where it's not this moment. I don't need to carry this issue and go back to his heart and where, you know, it got broken and why he's medicating. So
where does that come from? Because here's the reality in a relationship, and especially in a marriage, is whatever damage he's got, he's acting in ways that's hurting you.
Absolutely.
That is damaging to the relationship.
Absolutely.
For you to transcend the pain and the damage that he's doing to respond the way you did, to see beyond that, is not normal.
Right.
I mean, it does, in some ways, it doesn't even make sense. It's like, no, you got every excuse. You know, he's out of the house. Good. He needs to be out of the house. You know what I mean? Right?
Well, you got all of those emails from people.
Like, I'm sure.
Everybody was like, you're free, Heather. Hey. You're free of this anchor.
I felt free, though. I will say that. Yeah. Like, when we were separated, I felt free. I felt, whew, like, I ran that race, and I am free. And yet, I specifically remember the first time that we, like, actually talked after that, I specifically remember God saying, we're doing this again, you know? Wow. And so that was like, okay,
sorry.
You know, like, but that was from God, so there was no, like, there was no Heather in that, you know,
and so how did you respond?
Just day by day, you know, and obviously my heart was guarded for some time, but I also, like, so many people, women will come and talk to me and be like, can you give me advice? How do I do this? How do I help my husband? And the advice is you have to help yourself first.
Yeah.
You have to get into that. Yeah. Conversational intimacy and just that connection with God and Father and Holy Spirit and Jesus. If you don't have that and he's not speaking to you, guiding you, giving you counsel, then it is going to be a battle. It is going to be hard. So for me, I had to become whole and holy and really hear God's voice to get to that place of walking it out without any of that other baggage.
One of the things that I love about your story is what God was doing in both of you.
Yeah.
In different ways, but kind of at the same time. And I wondered, Carlos, I know that sometimes when you suddenly get exposed for something, the immediate response is kind of panic. And then God, you know, where are you? Were you able to shift your focus from please make Heather come back to please heal me?
Yes. Oh my gosh. That was... It was like two straight months that there was no conversation, and I would beg her on text message every single day. I was texting her these long things.
You
ruined the punchline.
Oh.
No. So I'm sending her these every single day, thinking like she's reading these truths from my heart. She's deleting them before she even sees them.
Wow.
And so I had a friend of mine that we're both friends with both of us that said, hey, and they're the one that actually told me, actually, you can stop doing that. Like Heather's, and I realized in that moment, you know what? I'm trying to save my marriage instead of saving my soul.
Wow.
And so suddenly there was a perspective shift.
Yeah. Sure.
And suddenly I was now gazing at, okay, God, the marriage I actually may lose. But 1 Peter 5:10 says, the God of all grace who called you to his internal glory in Christ Jesus will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little. A little. Mm. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't say it will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support your marriage. The promise wasn't to restore my marriage. Yeah. The promise was to restore my soul. Mm.
Wow.
And when I realized that, you know what? This, if I can get my soul restored, then I don't know what's going to come in my marriage, but at least I'm actually going to have a greater connection with God than
which
I've ever
awesome.
Had. And suddenly when that happened, and I think when she saw that, now I was no longer looking at the damaged marriage. I was looking at Jesus at that point. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Oh, of course, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the thing that I love too is that I think within the church and within the evangelical community, we tend to categorize sin. There's the big one and we've just got these little ones, you know, which is just ridiculous. But I love the fact you talked about you had cobwebs of your own.
Absolutely.
That you were looking for. Almost, and I totally got this. I need people to like me and think I'm doing okay so I can feel okay about myself.
Yeah. I mean, I would host these parties because I love to host parties. Like, I love that. But really behind it, it was to make sure that they would continue to love me, right? Mm-hmm. To continue to have these relationships opposed to just like doing it for relationship. Mm-hmm. There was a hidden agenda. I didn't realize it at the time.
Sure.
Like, you know, Holy Spirit had to bring that up to me. And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry about that.
You know? Excellent point.
But I think Pinterest sins are out there. Yeah. Like, you know, that they look really pretty and they're cleaned up. But, you know,
That's a great way to describe
that.
It. Yeah, right. Totally. Yeah. That's a t-shirt. Yeah.
So when God had done work in Carlos and God had done work in Heather, you reached out and wrote a letter. Am I understanding this right?
I actually wrote the letter
first night. Oh, yes, this is actually important. The night I was exposed and the night our marriage fell apart, the night everything happened was the night she wrote that letter.
Oh, that was that night.
So she actually wrote a love letter to me that I got the next day. And it was the most beautiful and gutting letter I'd ever received because it was all the reasons why she loved me, all the things that she's admired about me, the way I'm a great father, all these things. But at the end, it was like, but I know that this relationship is no longer, I needed to write down all the reasons why I loved you. And so, like, why did you write that?
Yeah,
I think there is just power in words, right? And so, although he had a broken side, he was still Carlos. He still has, you know, God in him.
Yeah.
He still has beautiful and loving attributes to him. And so, being able to express that was freeing to me. Like, I'm not carrying just this weight. Like, I'm carrying the good parts away as well. And so I think that was it. I think I came from a very broken family that had lots of like, you know, this side versus this side. And, you know, I wanted him to know there will never be that. Like,
you wrote that in the letter too.
Yeah. Like, you're like, I will never say a bad word about you to the kids. Like, we are for Carlos. And so, yeah, just kind of setting
it up. It was still very final.
Because it was final. That's what it was. It was like, this is it. But like,
yeah, the marriage is over, but I want to let you know why I loved you while we were married.
So how did
wow.
How are you here today?
Oh.
Lots and lots and lots of hard work.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't overnight.
I think
and
that's
there
important
were,
for people to know.
You know, like, I mean, we're still working through
still,
things, and there's still, you know,
decade
I think,
later. Like,
and I think we will forever, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're two sinful people living together, so there will always be a learning process. But,
You talk about the cobwebs, and I think those are the things that we think, okay, I can deal with this.
Mm-hmm. Or,
you know, it's that spider that we can't kill, and for you was a lie. What was the lie?
Yeah, so if my medicating behaviors were, say, pornography or artificial intimacy, it could be anything, right? The lie for me was I felt like God had abandoned me. So that was the agreement that I'd made with the lie. And so since I'd made this agreement with the lie that God had abandoned me, well, guess what? I guess I can do whatever I want to do because God's not listening to me. He's not around. He's not answering me. All of these lies that the enemy was in my head. And so I would tell people, again, that, sure, it's really easy to find out what your medicating behavior is. If you don't know what your cobweb is, ask your family member and they'll tell you what it is quickly.
Right.
But you can't ask your family member what your spider is.
Hmm.
You're going to have to hear from Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
And so this point right here where I actually heard from Holy Spirit exactly what it was. I realized, wait, he does speak on a daily basis to me. And then the more I stepped into conversational intimacy with Holy Spirit, the more connected I am with him, the more wild things began to get
right.
in my
See,
faith.
And
so that's the connection. Mm-hmm. That is the, from spiders and cobwebs to, okay, our marriage is 60% better, things are okay, to like, no, guess what? You can actually have this
right.
incredibly wild. And I think some people, some Christians, may be scared of wild because they want to be safe. They want to live in this
sure.
nice.
Sure.
But I just challenge Christians to look at the Gospels, look at how Jesus ministered,
yeah.
and there was nothing safe about his ministry.
Yeah.
He ministered in a wild way, and that's what we're called to live.
Because you divide this great new book, Enter Wild, to rest, war, and wild.
Yeah.
And you say it's important to never forget for a second that there is a war going
yes.
on.
Yes. Yeah, speak on that.
Yeah, I think for us, it was such a transformational season for us when we begin to unpack that and learn about that and be able to step into who we are and fight it. I think for us, prayer, like, it starts with learning to hear from God and being able to hear what he says. And then yeah. it's...
That's the rest.
Yes, so. That's
right.
the rest. And then it's the actual, like, hearing what we need to be, like, what his will is in our mm-hmm. life. And then it's to apply, like, to, like,
right.
bring that, to bring heaven down here
yes.
on earth and
yes.
like let's start to, and I think we miss that so often. Mm-hmm. I feel like the devil was for, you know, the murders and like the big sins, like you mm-hmm. were saying. It wasn't that Satan was in my everyday whispering mm-hmm. lies to me and that was, you know, something that I had authority to be like, in Jesus'
right.
name,
right.
no.
Absolutely.
And so like that was just missed in
yeah.
some of my theology mm-hmm. as a new Christian. And so for me, really learning that and understanding that has been just a life-changing
yeah.
space for
well,
us.
And that warfare isn't, we're not, again, just talking about these big, deep-seated, it's a daily,
right.
daily thing. And
yeah.
so I give in the book, you know, very practical ways on how to use the weapons of warfare that we've been given. So praise and thanksgiving, right? Praying the promise instead of praying the problem. All of these things that we have a tendency to do when I'm struggling with anxiety or through depression, my prayers used to be, oh God, I'm so depressed. Oh God, I'm so anxious. Oh God, I'm so overwhelmed. And I feel like the enemy was looking at me going like, I love this prayer. This is great. Keep making an agreement.
Wow.
Keep saying
yeah.
those things
them.
That keep you in bondage. And
yeah.
instead now my prayers have gone from I'm so worried and overwhelmed to finding the truth in scripture and saying, I'm the body of Christ. Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good. Mm-hmm. I'm of God. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'll fear no evil. You're with me, Lord. Your word
yeah.
and your spirit, they come from me. Over and over and more and more. And suddenly, even right now, as I'm saying these things, I'm feeling his presence because the truth of God's word,
yeah.
praying
yeah.
the promises of God,
yeah.
that is warfare on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yep. I love that.
I have one last question.
Yeah.
I know what your answer would be.
Okay.
But Heather,
yes.
given that he hurt you, he failed
yeah.
you, he deserved to be kicked out of the house and final letter
yeah.
written, has it been worth the work to restore it?
You know what? I love the mountains. I love hiking. And there's a thing called a gondola, and it can take you to a fast track on top of the mountain.
Right.
And you get the same view at the top. But for me, the climb, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the blisters, you know, that is worth the view so much more than when I ride the gondola up. So
wow.
I would
That's
say,
a word.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
That's, yeah, that'll preach. That
yeah.
is phenomenal.
Wow.
We're going to let you know a little bit more about how to get hold of the book Enter Wild. But one of the things you know that we care about very much at Life Today are young girls who are being trafficked and taken from the safety of a little village to a world that they never thought they'd be part of. And we're going to tell you how you can make a difference after this.
My story really starts from the age of 7. I was left alone at home a lot. And a lot of predators really came through the house. Specifically, a very distant uncle. He would be there to take care of me, but then he started to do things, and they were things that I really didn't understand at all. My childhood was really cut short, and by really being abused and molested by this man, it really tormented me.
A traumatic experience can profoundly shape one's worldview. For Life's missionary partner, Giselle Meza, childhood trauma has left her heartbroken for victims of sexual abuse and human trafficking in South Asia. Giselle recently connected over the internet with our mission team to share the story of a child we'll call Devna.
We had gone into this village and we had found this little girl, Devna, on the side of the road in conditions that you could never imagine. And she had been taken by her trafficker. And then along the way, he decided to rape her multiple times and leave her to die alongside of the road. Devna's story is one where we rescued her from one of the worst situations. And now that she's in our home and has had 4 years with us now, she has blossomed into the most beautiful, precious little girl that now has developed her personality. She's safe. She loves to dance. She loves to sing. She loves to play.
Rescue efforts like these are the direct result of compassionate support by Life Today viewers. Shortly after we spoke with Giselle, her team rescued another child from traffickers who was just 4 years old. Human trafficking does not stop for global crises. And with your help, neither will our fight against it.
Can you imagine such a thing? A four-year-old little girl who should be at home playing with her sisters or brothers and her mom and dad and maybe playing with her puppy, but she's left at the side of the road to die. There's so many of our missions that we're involved with, whether it's Mission Feeding or Water for Life, those are problems that happen that we immediately want to move in and do something to fix. But let me tell you, our rescue life, this is demonic. This is literally the powers of hell going in and trying to take these young girls and let them know they have no value. They're not even a name, they're just a number. They are very well organized. It's a billion-dollar industry. I've walked those streets in Southeast Asia and it's devastating. But here's the deal. We are the body of Christ on the planet at this moment, and we have a commission. We are on mission 24/7. And so we are going in there in your name to reach kids in the villages before anyone ever gets to them, to prepare them for what could happen. Then when we're a little late on that side, we go in and knock down doors at midnight and rescue these girls and then take them to a place where they can be restored. And let me tell you, some of these young people that are restored, that give their lives to Jesus, become the most radical disciples I have ever met. They understand the difference between darkness and light, and they become beacons and fierce warriors for Jesus. But we can only do it if you will help us. Yep. And it's very doable, Brandy.
It is. And Sheila, you know, the darkness and the light is absolutely what's going on here. It is a very dark thing. And it's not just overseas. It's here in our own country. It's where you're at. But we are that light. Jesus is the light. And then he turns around and says, you are that light. We reflect his light, but only when we let that light shine. Now, how do we do that? Through our Rescue Life program, we reach into these areas all over the world. We rescue people out, sometimes literally taking them out, other times just making a way and working with governments, working with local officials, whatever we have to do. And then we restore, because it's not just about getting them out of a bad situation. It's putting them on that path that God has for their life, giving them practical skills, giving them whatever they need to become whole again, always with the gospel as that bedrock foundation. So we reach, we rescue, we restore. And here's the breakdown when you look at it from a cost standpoint, because it does cost money to do these things, to put this program in place. Normally, it averages about $128 to reach, rescue, restore one child. Right now we have a matching gift. What does that mean? That means some large donors have come together and said, we will match whatever you raise on television through this campaign. That means your gift of $64 today will enable us to reach, rescue, and restore one child, $64. That's why we ask you happily, boldly, to go to the phone, go online, make the best gift you can. If you can make that gift of $1,280 because God's blessed you that much, that would rescue 20 children. Do whatever God's put on your heart. I'm just asking you to be that light in this dark world. Let's shine and let's rescue some lives.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $250,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking, and a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated and essential book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation, a valuable reference with biblical insight to help you live your best life. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive this beautiful prayer box. Inscribed with the words from Philippians 4:6, this wonderful keepsake includes pencil and paper to write down prayer requests you want to give to God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request a Mother Strength bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Thank you so much. If the lines are busy, please keep calling. Let's do this.
Absolutely. And I want to thank Carlos and Heather for being here and sharing just the story of redemption. And I want people to get this book. And we want to send this book to you with any gift towards Rescue Life. So you can do something good for children around the world and do something good for yourself. So call right now. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we will see you next time on Life Today. God bless you. We love you.
Promise to set you free. You made a vow to your mother that you'd give your life to your father, the one who helped you see, won't leave you recklessly.
Introducing the new Stream app for Apple and Android phones. Now you can access all the wonderful content from the Stream in a handy, easy-to-use app. Special app-only features allow you to customize your user experience, bookmark your favorite articles, adjust font size for easy readability, and quickly share articles with your friends and family. From breaking news to in-depth analysis, the Stream app provides a Christ-centered biblical worldview that will equip you to think clearly about the day's most critical issues. Search for the Stream News and download it today. Are you concerned about keeping your family well-equipped to manage your resources when you pass away and leaving a lasting legacy? Contact Life Planning Services today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.